Welcome to Maseches Tainis. We now begin a new Masech. The Maseches Tainis is all about the fast days that Chazal instituted in order to mostly ask for rain, but really for a variety of reasons. And that's why the first parak of the Masech is going to talk about the halachos relating to asking for rain and mentioning rain in davening. It's what we call Haskaras Geshamim, which is saying Masha Faruach Morda Geshem, and She'ilas Geshamim, which we do by saying V'sein Talamatar. It's important to note that Haskaras Geshamim means we mention that Hashem is so strong that He's able to bring rain, that we talk about the great praise of Hashem that He's able to make it rain. She'ilas Geshamim is not just speaking about Hashem's great might and strength that He can make it rain, but we're actually asking Hashem to make it rain. And that's a critical distinction. Haskaras Geshamim, again, is just saying how powerful Hashem is that He can make it rain. She'ilas Geshamim is where we actually ask Him to make it rain. So let us begin with the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Me'emasei Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim. From at what point, at what time of the year, what date of the year, does the Tzibur start to mention Gvuras Geshamim? Do we start to say Masha Veruach Umarud HaGeshem in our Shmona Esrei? Rabbi Lezer Omer Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. He says we say it from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua Omer Miyom Tov HaAcharon Shel Chag. Then no, we only begin to say Masha Veruach Umarud HaGeshem on Shmini Atzeret, the last day after Sukkot is over, on the what we call the last days of Sukkot, when we're not in the Sukkah anymore. That's when we start saying Masha Veruach Morda Geshem. So Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says we start Masha Veruach Morda Geshem on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua says on Shmini Atzeres. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Hoil ve'ena geshamim ela simin klala b'chag. If we don't really want it to rain on Sukkot, if it were to rain, it would be a curse from Hashem. The Mishnah Masecha Sukkot says that when it rains on Sukkot, it's like a servant who's coming to bring a cup for his master to drink, and the master pours the whole pitcher over the servant's head, meaning it's Hashem telling us that I'm not happy with you. We don't want it to rain on Sukkot. So if that's the case, lama hu mazkir, why would we start saying Masha Veruach Morda Geshem on day one of Sukkot? It's the last thing we want is for it to rain on Sukkot. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, I never told you to ask for rain on Sukkot. Afani lo amarti lishol. I didn't say to ask for rain on Sukkot. You do not say this same talumatar on Sukkot. Ella lahazkir. I only said you should mention rain on Sukkot. Meaning, say Masha Veruach Morda Geshem. Lahazkir Masha Veruach Morda Geshem be'onaso. To say Masha Veruach Morda Geshem in the right time. Amar Los, Rabbi Shua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, Im Kain, if you are right that we're just praising Hashem and we're not really asking for rain at all, La'olim Yehi Mazgir, then you should always say Masha Veruach Morda Geshem. God is capable of bringing rain at all times, so we should praise that capability in the middle of the summer, in spring, in fall. We should praise that capability all the time. Why do we only say it during certain months of the year? It must be that there's more to it, that it's not just about praising Hashem's ability to bring rain. Says the Mishnah, Ein Shoel in Asa Geshamim, Ela Samach L'Geshamim. When it comes to being Shoel Geshamim, to ask for rain, that we only do near the rainy season. There's going to be a Machlokes Tanaim later on in Daf Yud, when that is, whether that's from Gimel Cheshvan or from Zayin Cheshvan, and there's also going to be a Machlokes Tanaim on Daf Hey, when it ends, when do we stop saying V'sein Talum Matar, whether it's after Pesach or after Nisan, after the whole Chodesh Nisan is over. But our Mishnah assumes, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds like Rabbi Yoshua, that we begin saying Masha Veruach Morda Geshem from Shmini Atzeres, but the Mishnah is about to quote Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but at least we wait until Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. We don't even start it right away on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva, if someone davens for the Yamud, someone is a chazan, B'yom Tov Ha'acharon Shel Chag, on the last day of Chag, which means on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'acharon Mazkir, the guy who davens last, meaning the Bal Musaf, the one who davens Musaf for the Amud, he says Masha Veruach Morda Geshem. But Harishon Eino Mazkir, the one who's davening Shachris, he does not say Masha Veruach Morda Geshem. B'yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, when it comes to the first day of Pesach, when we stop saying Masha Veruach, Harishon Mazkir, the first guy, meaning the Bal Shachris, still says Masha Veruach Morda Geshem, but Ha'acharon Eino Mazkir, the last guy, meaning the Bal Musaf, does not say Masha Veruach Umarid HaGeshem. So main point number one, the Mishnah teaches us a machlokas. If we start Masha Faruach Umorad Hageshem from the first day of Sukkot, since we're not really asking for rain, or from Shmini Atzeres, because we don't want it to rain earlier. In any case, the switch is made at Musaf. So again, Machlokas, if we start Masha Faruach Umorad Hageshem from the first day of Sukkot, because we're not really asking for rain when we say Masha Faruach Umorad Hageshem, or from the last day, from Shmini Atzeres, because we don't want it to rain any earlier. It would be a simon klala for it to rain any earlier. So now says the Gemara asks the question, Tana hecha kaya dektani me'emasai. What a strange way to start a mesechta with the word me'emasai. Me'emasai sounds like we're working off of some previous conversation, that we know some halacha, so we're asking me'emasai, when does this apply? But if this is the very beginning of the mesechta, so where was the Tana, what conversation was the Tana in middle of, that right now he suggests, he asks, me'emasai. So the Gemara says two possibilities, rejects the first one, and accepts the second one. Possibility number one, Tana Hasam Kai, the Katani Maskirin Gvuros Kishamim Bitchias Amesim, Vishol and Bibir Chasashanim, Vavdala Bechonin Adas. The Tana was going on the Mishnah in Mesechus Brachos and Daflam and Gimel, where the Mishnah tells us where to add different things into our Shmona Esrei. That we say Mashav Ruach in the Brach of Tchias Amesim. We say Visein Talamater in the Brach of Shanim. We say Havdala and Motzai Shabbos in the Brach of Chonin Adas. So going on that, our Mishnah of a Katani, the Mishnah says, okay, Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuros Kishamim. Now that you told me that we say Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem way back in Mesechus Brachos, so the Mishnah in Tainus asks, great, starting when? When do we say Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem? So it says Gemara, that's what it's going on, the Mishnah Brachos, V'lisni Hasam, Aishna Deshavke Adhacha. Isn't that a little odd that we would mention this Halacha Mesechus Brachos and wait all the way until Mesechus Tainus to start asking about this Halacha? That's a little bit strange. If we were, if this Tana were having the discussion of Mesechus Brachos, he should have brought up right away in Mesechus Brachos, when do we begin to say Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem? Ella, rather the Gemara says, second possibility, Tana Mirosh Hashanah. No, this is going on what it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah talks about the different days of the year that were judged for different things. So one of the things we're judged for in Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry, on Sukkot, we're judged about how much water, how much rain is going to come down that year. That judgment comes down on Sukkot. So va'aydi detano v'chag nidon alamayim. So once we mention that on Sukkot we're judged about how much water, how much rain is going to come that year, so Tana, therefore, the Tana begins Maseches Tainus, which comes right after Rosh Hashanah, with Me'emas Emaskirin Gvuros Kishamim, saying, now that we know that we're judged on how much it's going to rain during the year, so good, so when do we start actually mentioning Hashem's great power of bringing rain? Main point number two. Two opinions why we start with Me'emasai. Either it's going on the Mishnah in Brachos about the additions in Shmona Esrei, we reject that opinion, or on the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, where we say that Bechag Nidonin Alamayim, that on Sukkot we're judged on the water. And that's the one we accept. So the Gemara asks a new question now. V'lisni me'emasai maskirin al geshamim, my gevuros geshamim. If you want to ask the question, when do we start mentioning Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem, why don't you just say me'emasai maskirin al geshamim, when do we start mentioning rain? Why do you have to say, when do we start mentioning gevuros geshamim, the might, the power of geshamim? What is that? It's might and power, it's rain. It's just say, when do we start mentioning rain? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan mipnei sheyordin begevura, because rain comes down with the gevura of Hashem. Shenamar osa gedolos vein cheker v'nuflos adein mispar, that Hashem does great things that are uncountable. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, what are these great things, these gedolos that Hashem does? Hanosein matar al pnei aretz v'sholeich mayim al pnei chutzos. He makes it rain. My mashma, so good, we see from this pasuk that rain is the godless of Hashem, but we don't find that it's called gevura, that it's called strength. We find that it's great, but we don't find that it's called strength. Where do you see that it has to do with strength? Amr Rabba Barshila Asya Cheker Cheker. The word Cheker appears in two different contexts. By rain, it says Mibriyaso Shalolam Ksiv Hacha. We learn Cheker Cheker Mibriyaso Shalolam. We learn the word Cheker Cheker in connection to the creation of the world. Ksiv Hacha. It says with regard to rain, Osa Gedolos Adin Cheker. So the word Cheker is used about rain, and then Ksiv Hasam. It says about the creation of the world, Halo Yadata Imlo Shamata Elokei Olam Hashem Borik Tzosa Aretz Lo Yiaf Lo Yiga Ein Cheker Lutvunasa. So the word cheker is used in describing Hashem's wisdom in creating the world. Uksiv, and about Briyas HaOlam, we know the pasuk says, Mechin Harim B'chocho Nezar B'Gvura, that the world was created with Gvura. So if the cheker that it says about Briyas HaOlam is associated with Gvura, with the strength of Hashem, so the cheker that it says by rain should also be associated with the Gevura, with the strength of Hashem. So that's why we mention Gevura, and we call the statement about rain Gevuras Geshamim, and not just Stam Geshamim. Main point number three, it's called Gevuros because the strength of Hashem is evident in rain as it was in Briyas HaOlam, as it was in the creation of the world. So again, main point number three, it's called Gevuros Geshamim, because the strength of Hashem is evident in rain as it was in the creation of the world. Ask the Gemara, Uminalan de Betfila, how do I know you have to say Geshamim specifically in Tefillah, that you should mention the rain specifically in davening? So Gemara says, D'tanya, we have a brisa that darshans the following pasuk, La'ahava es Hashem Elokeichem, Ula avdo b'chal levavchem, to love Hashem your God and to serve Him with all of your heart. Ezu hi avoda shehi b'lev. What is avoda that is done with the heart? Haviyomer zu tefila. The avoda that we do with our heart is tefila. That's an important concept. Ezu hi avoda shehi b'lev. Haviyomer zu tefila. The concept is that tefila is referred to as service of the heart. Uksiv basrei, and right after it talks about service of the heart, which we know is about tefila, it says, that Hashem is going to make it rain when we need rain. So main point number four, mentioning rain has to be in tefillah, because rain comes after avoda in the pasuk. Comes after avoda, which is tefillah in the pasuk. And last little piece on the Yamud. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha maftechos biyado shel kadosh baruch hu shelo nimsur biyad shliach. There are three keys to goodness and blessing that Hashem keeps Himself and never asks a shliach to deliver it, never sends it through a messenger. He takes care of it Himself. Ve'elu hein, and those three keys are mafteach shel geshamim, the key to rain, umafteach shel chaya, the key to women giving birth, umafteach shel tchias ameisim, and the key to performing tchias ameisim, to bring the dead back to life. Mafteach shel geshamim, where do I know that Hashem keeps the key of rain? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem lecha es otzaru atov es hashamayim l'seis mitar artzecha bi'ito. That Hashem is the one that opens up the storehouses of rain. Mafteach shel chaya minayin, how do I know that the key of childbirth is in Hashem's control? Only Dechsiv, vayiskar elokim es rachel, vayishma eleha elokim, vayiftach es rechma. That Hashem opened up the rechem of Rachel. Mafteach shel tchias ha-mesim minayin, how do I know that the key of tchias ha-mesim is in Hashem's hands only? Tchsiv, v'yidatam ki ani Hashem befischi es kivroseichem. That Hashem describes Himself as being the one who opens up the graves. B'marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they added a fourth key that Hashem keeps only in His hand, does not give to anyone else. Af mafteach shel parnasa, and that is the key of parnasa, of providing livelihood for people. That does not come through a shliach, comes straight from Hashem. Dechsiv, how do I know that? Because we say it every day in Ashrei. Poseach es yodecha umasbia lechol chai ratzon, the pasuk concludes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself opens up His hand and satiates us and gives us what we need. Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo kachashav laha. Wow, that last one sounds like a real good one. How come Rabbi Yochanan didn't have it on his list of three keys that Hashem has? How come he didn't have parnasa? Answers the Gemara, he did. Amar lach geshamim Hainu Parnasa. Rabbi Yochanan would say that rain is Parnasa, since it's through rain that fruits and plants grow and support the world, so it's the rain that brings about the Parnasa. That's how Hashem gives Parnasa. So yeah, Hashem keeps the key to Parnasa in his hand. How? By keeping the key to rain in his hand. Rain is what actually gives is Hashem's method of giving Parnasa to people. So main point number one on Amud Beis, the keys of rain, childbirth, Tchias HaMesim, and Parnasa are in Hashem's hands without any shliach. Again, the keys of rain, childbirth, Tchias HaMesim, and Parnasa are in Hashem's hands without any shliach. That is Beis HaMinal from Masechet Tainis, Be'ezus Hashem. Over the next 60 days or so, we look forward to going through all of Masechet Tainis.